Our scripture today is from the book of Exodus, chapter 33, verse 12 to 23. Before we read this together, let's pray. Lord, we thank you so very much for all the ways that you love us and for this moment where you show us your grace and where as we read your scripture, we know that your Holy Spirit reads it with us. I ask you, Lord, that our hearts and minds are open to receive what it is that you want us to know, to hear, that we receive your word. And we pray on the expounding of the word, that it too is pleasing to you and honoring to you, but anything that not from you we pray is forgotten. Mold us and shape us this day, that we may be more yours. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Exodus 33, 12 to 23. Hear now God's word. Moses said to the Lord, "See, you have said to me, 'Bring up this people,' but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. Yet you have said, 'I know you by name,' and you have also found favor in my sight. Now, if I have found favor in your sight, show me your ways, so that I may know you and find favor in your sight. Consider, too, that this nation is your people." And God said, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." And Moses said to him, "If your presence will not go, do not carry us up from here. For how shall it be known that I have found favor in your sight, I and your people, unless you go with us? In this way we shall be distinct, I and your people, from every people on the face of the earth." The Lord said to Moses, "I will do the very thing that you have asked, for you have found favor in my sight, and I know you by name." Moses said, "Show me your glory, I pray." And he said, "I will make my goodness pass before you, and will proclaim before you the name, the Lord. And I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy." But he said, "You cannot see my face, for no one shall see my face and live." And the Lord continued, "See, there is a place by me where you shall stand on the rock. And while my glory passes by, I will put you in a cleft of the rock. And I will cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will take away my hand, and you shall see my back, but my face shall not be seen." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Our scripture today is amongst my favorite interactions between God and another person in the Old Testament. To fully appreciate what's going on here, you have to realize the context of what's going on, and many of you do at this point. But just to recap, what had happened is God led Israel out of Egypt, made them cross, helped them cross the Red Sea, brought them all the way to the mountain of Sinai. Moses went up to the mountain of Sinai, got the Ten Commandments, enjoyed a lovely stay there with God, was up there for quite a while. The people down at the mountain were a little upset and afraid as to, you know, what happened to Moses. Aaron, thinking he was being helpful, made an idol, a golden calf. They started worshiping the golden calf. God was upset with his people. Moses went down the mountain with the Ten Commandments, got seriously irritated, threw the Ten Commandments and broke them. Retribution happened at that point. The people were punished. Many had died. God expressed his anger with what had happened. Moses went back up to talk with God. God said to Moses, "I can't do it. I can't be with his people anymore. They're irritating. They're stiff-necked people. I'm done with them." Moses said, "You can't be done with them." God said, "I am done with them. I'm afraid if I hang out with them any longer, I'm going to kill them. I'm gonna destroy them. God said, "But I keep my promise. I'll send an angel with you. The angel will guide you through the desert to the promised land. You'll still become a nation. A little bit further on in this conversation, or within the scripture, after this conversation, it was said and revealed through scripture that God and Moses were friends. In fact, this sounds like two friends having a conversation. Have you ever, with a friend, had a conversation about an interaction you just had with someone else, and you said to your friend or your spouse, you said, I can't stand them. I can't take them any. I've had that conversation with my wife about our kids on occasion. I know that my parents had this conversation about their kids on occasion. I'm sure my dad said on a few occasions, I can't take them any longer. If I stand around him any longer, I'm going to kill him. In fact, I know that that happened when my brother wrecked my dad's car. I know that that conversation took place. This God and Moses talking to one another feels like two friends speaking, complaining to one another about the Israelites. Moses understands how bad they are. God understands how bad they are, and they're commiserating together. Well, the next conversation that took place between the two was the one that we read together. Moses goes back up to God and says, God, you have to be the one who takes us through. God says, I can't do it. Moses says to God, but you got to. You promised. This is your people. It's your nation. You're the one who have brought them out of Egypt. What would the other nations say if you brought them out of Egypt and then left? Moses said, if you value me, if you favor me, if you know my name, come with us. And God said, I do favor you. I'll come along. And Moses said, if this is a promise, let me see your face. And God says, well, I can't show you my face, but I'll show you my back. I'll show you my presence. I love this interchange between Moses and God. It's so personal, so close, so intimate. And it's beautiful. God complaining about his people to Moses. You know, I imagine sometimes in my life when I do things I know that God would be unhappy with, God complaining about me. But then I was told a story once, about Satan going up. I've told you this before. Satan going up into the heavenly court and saying to God, God, I wanted to complain to you about one of your servants, Justin. God says, well, I know what you're talking about. What's the complaint? Well, he's sinning. Well, he is he? Yes, he is. In fact, he's doing it right now. And God peeks over Satan's shoulder. Well, I didn't see anything. And Satan turns around and looks at Justin and says he's doing it again. Right now, sinning right there. And God peeks over the shoulder. I don't see anything. And Satan turns around. He's exasperated. Are you sure you don't see it? Look, he's doing it again right now. God peeks over the shoulder and says, all I see is Jesus. And that's the beauty of Jesus. You see, in this conversation that Moses had with God, we have something that Moses didn't have. We have Christ. You see, through Christ, God has forgiven all of us. Christ has laid down his life that we may understand and we may experience forgiveness and joy and love. You see, we read all through the Old Testament that the Israelites were stiff-necked people. Don't think for a moment that we're any less stiff-necked than the Israelites were. You see, we've done our share of things, still do our share of things. Still, at times in our lives, disobedient. still at times in our lives stiff-necked and stubborn, walking in our own way even though it causes us pain and suffering. But we get to have a relationship like Moses got to have with God. Our relationship is with Christ. We have a friend who stands up for us, a friend who sticks up for us and who loves us and who says, Justin, you can do this. You've got this. But Jesus, it's so hard. Justin, you got it. I love you, and you can put one foot in front of the other, and you can walk. The image that we have on the screen reminds me of the poem, Footprints in the Sand. Remember that poem? About a man who walks through, a person who walks through life. And God said that I'll always be with you. And the guy looks back and he sees there's only one set. And he says, Lord, you promised me. And God said, that's when I carried you. It's not a biblical poem necessarily. You don't find that in Scripture. But you do find that God does walk with us. And through Jesus Christ, we have been helped along time and time and time again. You see, I love this argument that Moses had with God, for it gives us an understanding of how Christ, who no longer shows us his back, but helps us see our face, lets us to see all of him. In this 2020, we're not alone. We don't have a God who can only show us his back anymore, but now through Christ is a God who shares everything. A friend who walks beside us and helps us through this world and this life and the difficulties that we face, who forgives us of our sins and our disobedience. We can rejoice, even in 2020. I thank God for the friendship that I have with his son, Jesus Christ. I leave you today with this benediction. Now to him who is able to do far more obediently than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. And amen. Go in peace, knowing that the love of the Lord goes with you now and always.